Hello, folks. It is that time of the weekend for Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. As you know, I am your host, Mark Lenny Kuhwheeler, and as always, we have to give it up to the BTT. Here we go.
Give me the Flats of Dawn with plenty of tailing fish
and the perfect fly rod.
Yeah.
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man.
I got one.
Oh, damn, I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
All right. Of course, Bonefish, Tarpon Trust is an affiliate with us, with me personally also. They will be sending me some gear to try to find and capture some DNA and tag the Virginia tarpon this summer. So that is going to be awesome. Sauce approved there. We have in the waiting list or switchboard, whatever you want to call it, the godfather, the one, the only, Chip Treehugger Gibson. What's going on, man?
I hope there's only one of me.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. How you doing tonight?
Hanging in there. Yeah. Super stoked. Got some nice weather moving in. After these storms, it'll be good. And, of course, we have the voice, the Chip, what do we call Greg again?
The man with the golden voice.
The man with the golden voice and the imperial revisionist, I guess
that's
the way to put it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Greg Becker.
Oh, long-time listener, first-time caller. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you on. All right. And in the chat room, remember, guests, you can call in any time. The number is 714-816-4727 during any live show. And, of course, you can hear my daughter in the background. Or sign in using Facebook. Little register tab on the bottom of our screen. And register up and chat away. In the chat room, we have the aforementioned Big Fly Reel, Greg Becker, Chip Gibson, Mr. LGB, what's going on, man? And, of course, the double L's, Mark and Chris Lozier. Welcome, Tuesday night hosts. All right. Let's get started. busy weekend in the fishing world pertaining to the bass side. There was a Bassmaster Classic held at Shreveport, Louisiana, at the Red River. We're going to do a recap on that tonight. And we will talk about this weather trend, this mild winter we've been having. It's been crazy for this winter. I know up north they're finally getting some snow, and down south they're in a spring trend with the tornadoes and the heavy-duty thunderstorms. We had a good thunder rumor come through my house or through my area earlier today, and I was able to check things out before that hit. So. Good day all around for that. So let's get started with an announcement. Hang on. Where's that? Give me a second, folks. I'm trying to deal with a slow computer tonight. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen, the Virginia Marine Resources Commission has just voted yesterday to new flounder regulations. Now hear this. The flounder regs have moved to 16.5 inches, and you can keep 4 fish. So for those of us that are flounder pounders, this is great news. Anyone that's been fishing the past couple years has had their big yay on that. The flounder regs have been all the way up to 19 inches, I believe, at one point, and have slowly trickled down to now 16.5. And you keep 4. I mean, they're still going to be real nice flounder. So be a good thing, be great for the boondoggle, too, so everyone can hopefully hook up on a flounder and take one home with them. Now let's see here. Other things that have come down the pike from Marine Resources Commission. They've caught a couple of guys recently. I'm reading this from their news side. That were in a canoe without any licenses, i.e. fresh fish, saltwater licenses, and they were not registered. So that means that they lose all fishing privileges for the next 2 years. So, folks, if you think you're going to come to Virginia and not buy a license, guess what? You will get caught. MRC just hired another 30 tops or enforcement officers. So check for that. So remember, folks, if you're coming out, 10-day non-resident is only $10. Simple and easy. All right. Let's get to it. Let's talk about the Bassmaster Classic. Again, it was held last weekend. It started on Friday with a historic classic for that. Chris and Bobby Lane on the first day both qualified for the classic earlier in the year, and both had a weigh-in of 16 pounds, 4 ounces. First time ever brothers have qualified, and first time they both, got the same weigh-in bag. So congratulations to them. I believe it was Hearth. Might be getting that wrong. Poach. What's it? Poach got the lead on the first day. And then day two brought out some awesome fishing with Chris Lane taking the lead above Greg Vinson, who, congratulations to Greg, had a bouncing baby born just a few weeks prior to the classic. And folks, if you want to watch any of the classics or elite or open series weigh-ins or anything that goes around with them, go to Bassmaster.com and click on their site. They will, you can watch the live weigh-ins. You'll see me at a couple of them. So definitely check that out and keep posted with that. So Greg, big time for them. And that's also the cut day. And big names didn't make the cut. Gerald Swindell, funny man, didn't make the cut, unfortunately. Along with Mike Iaconelli, and that was a major thing, folks, if you're staying tuned to what was happening for that tournament, was that Takahiro Omori had the same bag poundage as Ike at, I think it was like 23 pounds, something ounces. But because Takahiro had caught more fish of legal size, won out the draw. So tough for him, for Iaconelli. He barely he didn't make the cut. Kevin Van Dam made the cut, but just barely. He had a really rough time. He's getting over a hernia operation. So tough for that. And then day three rolled around. Tough fight, but they still got him. And Chris Lane won it. First time Bassmaster champion. Congratulations to Chris. He came back from a couple years of really rough fishing and luck, to say the least, and comes out and wins it. A really good guy. If you're ever at a show and Chris is there, one of the most approachable men you could find. Probably now he's going to be swamped because he is now the current champion. And, won it with 51 pounds, just barely beating Greg Vincent. It was a nail biter to the end. And, of course, you can watch that, folks, this weekend on ESPN2. Really some great stuff. And also, we're going to talk about tonight some of the rigs that they were using. And, you know, the one that I'm going to say right now is if you subscribe to Bassmaster Magazine or Bass from FLW or Field and Stream or any of the major bass magazines, they've been saying spinnerbait's dead. You know, the spinnerbait, no major, tournaments or none of the pros are using spinnerbaits anymore. Folks, that was one of the winning baits for a lot of the pros. Alton Jones was throwing them. Ike Anelli, granted, he didn't make the cut. Chris Lane, and I apologize, folks, for the background. Bobby Lane was throwing a spinnerbait. Greg Vincent was throwing a spinnerbait. That was their search bait. And if you looked at the Red River for any of the Dave Mercer, he came real close to winning for a while there. If you looked at where they were fishing, it was these oxbows off of the main river filled with stumps. And it was wild seeing these guys, through video bouncing, off of these stumps. It would be a kayak haven for those in Louisiana that are listening to the show. If you haven't fished the Red River, try it. I think it's going to be excellent for you. They were using spinnerbaits, quarter. One guy was throwing an ounce spinnerbait, and he was burning it, bouncing off the top of the semi-submerged stumps. It was awesome seeing them do that. Also, the Havoc bait line from Berkeley was being used by a lot of pros that weren't on the Berkeley staff because of how well it works. Two main ones I could think of were Ski Reese designed Pit Boss and the Mike Iaconelli Devil Spear were two big ones that they were using on fish they could not find because of the murky water on the beds. They said they would just drag it, pop it, and drop it in, and we're just slamming them. So congratulations to those two guys for putting out a great bait. And Chip makes a point. I could just see the kayak bass division getting run over by those Ranger boats. I did ask a question on their Facebook page. They did have a live blog, and it was answered live on the War Room. And they said that DSS is looking into a kayak federation / division / something. This way, it'll be some cool stuff, and hopefully Kayak Fishing Radio can jump into the mix and help them through with that. So those baits, and then a cool one that they kept on talking about, and folks, you can do this at home. I actually have about four of them already made, and that's taking a stick bait, a Senko, an Ocho, a Dinger, and on the very tip where it slenders down to the tail, barely snipping off the very end. I'm talking like a quarter inch up, and then taking a screw lock like you find on the swim bait hooks, removing the screw lock, okay, and adding a Beetle Spin spinner, that small little, you know, quarter-inch blade off of the Beetle Spin, locking it in there and screwing that into the tail. Excuse me. And actually fishing it the same way you would a Senko. You know, the traditional way is, you know, weightless, let it drop, or waiting and getting it straight to the bottom with the tail sticking up, or, you know, swing it back in with like a jerk bait, which is how it was really originally designed for. Alton Jones, once the water temps would punch up, just like they are here in the Mid-Atlantic region, you know, in the afternoon, the water temps bring up, was slamming them like that. Greg Vinson, same thing. Only difference for Chris Lane is he would add it to the pit boss as just one little extra little thing, a little extra shine, a little extra thump in colder water. So things like that, folks, you know, to be able to see that was awesome. So definitely check out Bass. If you're not a member, become a member. It's, you know, it's cheap. And join FLW, too, because you never know when you might get, you know, have a weekend and want to fish. Many tournaments out there, to the Federation, to the weekend series. So check them out. All right. Chip, Greg, did you catch any of the classic, or are you waiting for this weekend to watch it?
No, I was probably watching some saltwater thing, man. Sorry.
That's okay. I'm so into the bass, you know, thing that it's just.
That's why I hired you.
That's
why I pay the big bucks, man. To be my freshwater guy.
Yeah.
Green fish.
Yeah, that's right. Green fish. Dude, I know that if it's a slightly overcast day with smooth water, I can try a top water. How's that?
Give me the same situation instead of, you know, smooth without any wind. Just give me a slight bit of chop, and I'll run a buzz bait all day long.
I got a white spinner bait. I got a white spinner bait in one of my tackle boxes that I use sometimes.
Well, if you've got a white spinner bait, you can just wake it right underneath the surface, and it's almost like a buzz bait. And actually, some days it works a little bit better. You get a little bit better hookup ratio.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll actually take off that, like on the Booyah spinner baits, I'll remove that Colorado blade and replace that willow leaf blade with a really long. And my daughter is crying. Sorry, folks. Just so I can wake it right underneath the surface. And I'll go down to a 3/8 ounce with a treble hook just behind it. Because I'm not, that's one of those times where I'm not looking to, you know, pop it off of any cover. I'm looking for an immediate hookup when they swipe it. Take it, cast it as far as I can, bring it in, you know, snap the rod tip, stop for a second, and burn that sucker so you're, like you said, Greg, making that little wake behind it. It's absolutely killer, especially when the shad are up top or being pushed up a lot, but they're not really breaking the surface. Excellent technique for that.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Scuba Stan. I think today or yesterday was his birthday. Happy B-Day to you, buddy. Let's see what's in the going on in the chat room. IFA has their kayak thing, yep. And yes, Mr. Becker, you do speak Bass.
Yeah, yes. back in my New York days, I actually, before I found out what saltwater was, aside from something you gargle with when you have a sore throat, I started out fishing some of the tour and stuff up in New York many years ago. So I do still remember some of that, and it's amazing how many of the techniques work well. You know, techniques from one genre, if you will, work well in the other, but nobody uses them because, oh, well, you can't do that. That's for freshwater. Well, you know, you say, well, what about this? And try it. You know, I even know people who've had fished spinner baits, you know, typical safety pin type bass spinnerbaits in salt water, and I've gotten hits from redfish and trout. Some of them might even be in present company. So,
yes, I know Chip had one slam his spinnerbait at Chokoloski, and I had a red Ben, one of my booyah white. I was using a big one, man. I was using a 3/4 ounce spinnerbait and had it absolutely crushed. Blades were all bent out of shape. So, folks, don't be afraid to reach your hands into the freshwater side. One of my favorites, absolute favorite techniques, is using the secret weapon recoil rig. It's a drop shot, but it has a rubber band underneath, kind of thing underneath the, or they call it the spastic cord. It goes right underneath where the hook is, for redfish, for flounder. It will not catch flounder. I don't care who. It's one of my favorites for flounder, using a gulp swimming mullet or gulp jerk shad when I'm trying to imply a little bit of action and I want them to come up off the bottom and really hammer it on flounder that I can see. It's really a nice technique for that. Other ones are, you know, don't be afraid to throw an old-fashioned buzz bait for reds. I've had reds, I've had trout hit my buzz bait just as I'm screwing around. Crankbaits, oh man, crankbaits for reds and trout are excellent, along with lipless cranks for everything. I've caught stripers on lipless cranks, reds, trout, blues, Spanish mackerel, sharks, all on that that rattle bait, especially if you have stained water where that rattle make, you know, really drives a fish nuts. Really erratic action, folks. I'm talking start, stop, retrieve, bunt, but while you're burning it, snapping the rod to make it go faster, slower. Just changing up that cadence where it seems like that bait fish is losing its mind. Just hold on. And make sure you change out a lot of the hooks on your on those baits to a little heavier hook, and you can get away with that as long as you can. The hooks aren't tangling with themselves. You can really do a lot of damage. So, all right. Okay. Everyone in the chat room's happy. Well, we do have another special announcement, and that would be taking over by the, let's see here. Let's get a good one. Good sound for that. I know that Mr. Becker has an announcement to make, and here we go.
Well, thank you very much, man. It's, that's some really cool music. I'll try to stay in that mood, in that vein. For those of you who have spent some time on yakangler.com, you might have seen that we did a review a little while ago of a product called Killcliff. Killcliff is a recovery drink. It's not an energy drink. It helps you get better. I'm not going to sit here and try to sell it. If you want to read the review, go to yakangler.com. But what I do want to share is that the folks at Killcliff have a special deal for those KayakFishingRadio.com listeners and Yak Angler readers. If you use the coupon code YAKANGLER, YAKANGLER, in the coupon code field on killcliff.com, they'll give you 10% off. And as always, they include free shipping on their case as a product. Like I said, not here to sell it. Don't get anything from it. But there are a bunch of us who've had some pretty respectable results from using the product, and just want to share the information out there. If we can help our fellow anglers save a couple bucks to buy an extra package of Exude Gold darts. There you go. That's it. You can always find that information at yakangler.com, or you can follow the links from kayakfishingradio.com. Back to you, Mark.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Becker. See, folks, we're evolving.
Give me some Courvoisier, man.
A nice, bare throw rug, a little fire.
Well, you got a different music, bro. You want a different presentation. You got to do it different.
I see. It's the one I went with. So that's all something, you know. But, hey, it worked. And, folks, we are ever evolving on Kayak Fishing Radio. So that was a first.
I think I'm going to have to download the podcast and save it to a flash drive somewhere just so I can, you know, prove at some point that that actually happened.
Yeah, that was awesome. Thank you. Yes, folks, for those of you that joined us on the boondoggle and saw me on Saturday on that first morning of fishing, and you could tell I was in immense pain. I busted up my back pretty bad, and I was rough. And I received a kill cliff from Mr. Becker, and that with an aspirin. Within 30 minutes, I was feeling better. Within 2 hours, the pain had almost all gone away. And the next morning, nothing. I had no morning stiffness. It just helped me so much in recovery. I wish I had more, because that Tuesday I was back to the same thing. And so definitely check out Kill Cliff. You can purchase the cases at killcliff.com. Awesome. Kill Cliff. Mr. Becker, would you like to explain what exactly Kill Cliff is?
If you want me to, sure. I don't want to turn it into a commercial, but the idea behind it is that it's formulated by a Navy SEAL. No such thing as a former Navy SEAL, like a former Marine, I'm sure. But they were looking for something a little bit different in all the workouts and everything else. Everybody had energy drinks and, you know, your Red Bulls and everything else that had tons of sugar, tons of caffeine, and just wound up making you jazzed. And they were looking for something that that did more for helping your body actually recover from the workout or from whatever you were doing, that helped you absorb nutrients from your after-workout meal better, that helped with some of the swelling, some of the inflammation in your body that was caused by the more intense workouts that these guys were doing. And after 2 years of playing with formulas and tastes and flavorings and stuff like that, they came up with Kill Cliff. Where the name comes from, you're going to have to check out the website. But the idea is it is an endurance and recovery drink. It's got a lot of anti-inflammatory stuff in it and a really, really nice blood orange taste that's not sweet, but it goes down real easy, and it is refreshing. They refer to the flavor as tasty on the front of the can. My dad, for a while up in New York, was real big into naturopathic medicine and went to a very, very well-known naturopath for some inflammation and arthritis-like problems he had. And all the stuff that I remember my dad bringing home in little brown bottles and from this naturopathic doctor, inositol, you know, some of the ginseng extract, some of the other stuff that's in this stuff, the taurine, all this stuff that my dad was bringing home is stuff that I'm seeing on the label in Kill Cliff. And the bottom line is it's results that matter. And when I first tried it, I had no soreness after the day, after a, you know, couple hour long sprint paddle of 6 miles with a really fast open water swimmer. Tried it a couple times after that. I'm not going to speak for other folks who aren't here, but other folks that have tried it have had similar results. It's not an energy drink, doesn't wind you up, has a little tiny bit of caffeine to help the stuff to get into your system, but I've had real positive effects from it, and I know other folks have too. As you said, Mark, it has some very good effects on your body and helping your body heal itself after, you know, either after you have an injury, or even if it's just, you know, you're working out every day or you're working hard and you come back in and you're tired and achy, it's made a difference. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Yeah, I can't say enough about the product. You know, it's truly some awesome stuff. All right. Let's see here. What else was I going to... Oh, let's talk about this morning. I was able to get out this morning for a few hours right before the rain hit in Virginia, which is right around 10 o'clock is when I got out and had a chance to hit a local water hole, Lynn Haven Inlet. For those for the boondoggle, you will become very familiar with Lynn Haven in the coming months with us talking about it, and hit a pretty well-known trout spot. And I've had those jigs I was tying with the living rubber skirts. Went ahead and threw that in a nice little tidal eddy right next to the reeds. Popped it once off the bottom and watched my line start moving in a very unnatural direction, i.e. up current. Set the hook and pulled in my largest trout ever at 21 inches. So I was very surprised about that. Unfortunately, I didn't have any cameras or my phone with me at the time because, it, like I said, it was a quick mission in, which you know, sucks. But it's blazing in my mind. Very awesome fish. A little cold, but not too bad. Kept on moving, kept on throwing, hit a couple of other spots, and ended the day with four really nice trout. You know, the biggest one was that 21-incher, and down to 15 inches. So, folks, they're here in Virginia, and you don't have to go to the Elizabeth River to find them. And, yes, the Chesapeake Yacht Club has reopened to kayak anglers. Remember, folks, they closed because people were abusing their kindness and generosity and letting us use that service after hours. So please, folks, if you go there, let's leave it better than the way we found it. And for more information, please go to tkaa.org and look on the general forum to find more information on that and the launch area form. What else? The also, while on TKA, on March 23rd is their monthly meeting. It'll be at the Appomattox River Company new location on Mercury Boulevard. That's 3900 Mercury Boulevard, Hampton, Virginia. Of course, 3009. Either way, check out, you know, their new location before you go there. It'll say kayak fishing on the window or on the side of the building instead of just kayaks. So please go to the meeting. It'll be on rigging, not just your kayak, but rods and lures for the different species that will be out there. I will be there, folks, with one of my Jackson and or both boats rigged up with Yak Attack and other accessories. So please feel free to say hello. You can't miss me. Look for the chin. You'll catch me for a mile. All right. And that leads into our next discussion, the mild winter. For everyone that lives below the Mason-Dixon has realized, and those above, except for today when they finally had snow, it's been a very mild winter. you know, especially nowadays, this time of year, seems like a lot of the species have hit their springtime patterns. All the way down in Florida, the mullet run in Titusville. I know Redfish Chuck mentioned it today on his Facebook page. And, of course, folks, for any of the kayak fishing radio hosts, like us on Facebook, become friends with us. We would like to become friends with you. So please do. And like the kayak fishing radio page. Tell your friends, tell your family to like us because we like you. Mentioned that he had mullet all around him today, like it was the mullet run. So that's a springtime pattern, usually not for another month, I believe, and they're already there. You know, it's a sign that things are moving quickly. You know, having water temps up here in Lynnhaven today, the water temps were 58 degrees, and that was this morning. I can only imagine what they were this afternoon. But, you know, that's a great sign. Granted, it's off of my fish finder, you know, so people say, oh, give me that. That's what I got on my fish finder, folks, and I was catching them, so, for only an hour and a half. So, there. No. You know, boo-boo. You know, all the way to the bass side. You know, Mr. Hoover, Chad Hoover, mentioned that he was catching bass on topwater frogs. Granted, and it's a very shallow lake, but even still, to be able to catch bass on frogs this time of year regularly, like he was. Granted, Chad is a frog fishing freak. I know that at one point in his life, he did have a tail like a tadpole, but when he grew up to be a big boy, he lost that tail. Yeah, he was tearing them up. I was out at the local river when my wife got home today, or local lake, and saw bass busting the top on shad, and I saw a lot of shad in the lake moving into the back creeks and stuff like that already. So, folks, this is winding up to be a great spring. I even saw a bed that was being formed by a nice buck bass. So that's telling me right now that I've got to start thinking pre-spawn, spawn, and here in the next month, most likely, a serious post-spawn pattern for the bass. The perch are starting to spawn, the crappie are starting to spawn. So if you are a freshwater, non-sodium person, or if you're a sodium person looking for a fix, definitely start looking into the freshwater for some nice pullage. Baits I'll go with this year right now, if the water temps are up, i.e. late afternoon, I would definitely start thinking about throwing some topwaters. Czar Spooks, poppers, buzzbaits rolled nice and slow on top. Anything that you can work on the top, decently slow, will do the trick. Spinnerbaits. I would go, personally, this time of year with shad and bluegill style. And for a bluegill, you're looking for a chartreuse belly, orange top, spinner body. Run that right along the bottom or right mid-level, actually, depending on the size of your lake or how deep it is. Most likely maybe a foot off the bottom or a yo-yo retrieve on that spinnerbait. It works. Trust me, folks. And as long as you keep tension on the line, you will have no problems. Local lakes around here, because they are a little muddy, not as clear, any chartreuse-colored crankbait would work excellent right now. The bomber chartreuse cranks would work great right now with the blue back. Not saying anything, but stomp stomp, cough cough, that would be a good one. The Strike King, let's see here, that would be I'd go with the KVD 2.5 or 1.5 square bill crankbait this time of year in Fire Tiger or a chartreuse sexy shad would be good colors this time of year, along with the sexy chartreuse color. Now, the chartreuse sexy shad and the sexy chartreuse shad are two different colors and styles, so definitely look at that. One has a white main body and another one has a chartreuse main body. So look at those for this time of year. They will run to about 2 feet. So if you're running across riprap or submerged wood or brush pile that just comes about a foot and a half from the surface, definitely run that bait. And, of course, jigs and worms and everything else that you would use this time of year will be effective. With these bass showing that they are in a pre-spawn mode, you're looking for transition areas. Look for a flat. And then look for some sort of contour change on the bottom. Now, something I did learn, which I was a major, I should have known that they are mentioning at the live Bassmaster Classic online thingamabob, was that if you have a lake or an area that bass lives in, and bass usually don't migrate very far, that is always 2 feet, or excuse me, let's for ease of use, is 1 foot. And that's where that bass lives all the time. A bottom contour that makes that depth 2 feet is 100% change. And that's a major change for a bass. So, keep that in mind. If you have an area that slopes down, you know that there's bass in the summertime in those flats. In the wintertime, you can find them. If it's a 2 foot flat, you can find them in 3 foot of water, 4 foot of water. That's a serious change for them. those bats will be used to the temperature changes and stuff much more, much easier than the deeper water bass, because it's everything in that shallow water will change very quickly, and those bass will be able to handle themselves much better with those changes. So get on them, folks. It's going to be an excellent, excellent spring, I can see already. As long as the weather holds out and keeps on getting warm, and we don't get a serious cold snap of more than, I'm going to say, 3 days, we will have an epic spawn in every fish species in freshwater, and most likely an epic spawn in the saltwater. All right. So, Greg, tip that I just tell you guys, I'm maybe trying some sodium-free fishing.
Yeah, sorry, no? I couldn't help it. No, man, I love freshwater. Not only still freshwater, but moving freshwater as well. So, something to offer everybody, no matter where you are.
Yeah, oh yeah. All right. Well, folks in the chat room, thank you for showing up. I stepped away from the chat room, and I come back, and I catch Chip talking about getting jiggy in the chat room. Oh, my God. I don't want to know. All right. With that, we're going to call it a night. I thank again Chip for showing up. Thank you again, sir. Remember, folks, Chip hosts the Thursday night show, the original show on kayakfishingradio.com. That'll be tomorrow night at 8. And then Friday, we'll have the Spike and Ike show at their new time, 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific. Excellent for them for changing it. Hopefully they'll get more listeners, and you know, we'll have a better time with it. Monday night is the one, the only Monday night kickoff show with the man, the myth, the legend, Charles Levi, a.k.a. Redfish Chuck. And then the Tuesday night show is with the Double L's at the Double L Farm, with Mark and Chris Lozier. Hopefully one day they will come together and do a show next to each other. I know Mark has business down in Florida, and we wish him the best of luck and safe travels back and forth, and hopefully you'll be home soon, buddy. And, of course, the Wednesday night show with me. All shows, except for the West Coast show, are 8 Eastern every night, except for Saturday and Sunday and Friday, which is 11 Eastern. Okay, as you see, I'm rambling. We're going to hit my sponsors, and thank you, Mr. Becker, for showing up. I almost forgot you, buddy. You know, folks, check out Killcliff. Greg's not getting paid by them, but it is something I do believe in, and it really helped me through this boondoggle, and I made an order before the show for 2 cases. So definitely, definitely check them out.
And did you use the coupon code?
Yes, I did.
And did it work?
Yes, it did.
Outstanding.
All right.
I'm glad my Wednesday night conflict was at least temporarily resolved tonight. I've been trying to get on the show for a long time, so thanks for having me, and appreciate the time.
Yeah, man, anytime. Remember, folks, you can always call in and chat with me or any of the hosts during any live show by calling in at 714-816-4727. Or if you're still sitting at work, unfortunately, at that time of night, and you don't want to call in and alarm the boss while you're talking about kayak fishing, you can always check us out in the chat room by logging in with your Facebook account and or registering with Blog Talk Radio. All right. Finally get to it. Jackson Kayak, folks. If you haven't noticed, I do have a nervous tic when I talk, and I say folks a lot, so bear with me. Jackson Kayak, the best kayak, and you know what, I try to be humble with a lot of my companies, but Jackson Kayak is, in my eyes, the best kayak manufacturer out there with the best brands of kayaks, you know, from the Coosa, which, folks, if you run the rivers, if you run any sort of moving water, you have got to check out a Coosa. It is extremely stable. It is really nice for that moving water, and we'll get you on there. Their Cuda, which is a slightly longer boat, is, if you ask anyone at the Boondoggle that was sitting on the dock, as Redfish Chuck and I paddled past them in the current, in the wind, how fast we were going compared to, you know, what they were doing earlier. Even the ocean kayaks were struggling. Chuck and I were having no issues. You know, no fatigue. This boat tracks very well. It's a super fast boat compared to many other boats of its style. And it's just, is a rigging. You know, if you want to rig it any different way, this boat is it. I mean, it's just awesome. I can't say enough about that boat. And coming soon to a dealer near you, the Big Tuna. Oh, I am so excited about this boat, folks. This is going to be an awesome setup with its integrated live well. Yeah, I said it. A live well. Check it out on YouTube. Research that Big Tuna. If you have small children, if you have someone who's just starting off, this is the boat to try. Test it. We will hopefully have it for the Appomattox River Company's big-time show in June, demo day, for everyone to try. I can see this boat being used, hint, hint, in some bass tournaments coming up for me, the local tournaments, you know, to keep bass in for the weigh-in. It is, the libel is going to be that big. So, definitely check it out. I just ordered mine today, actually. So, actually ordered two. Check out the Big Tuna. Chuck paddled one solo. And, you know, when it's better than sliced bread with a fried bologna on it, you got it. No, it's good. All right. On to the next one. Killcliff, we've talked about enough. But definitely check them out at killcliff.com. Columbia Sportswear, you know, if you're going to paddle the best and you need to be sun protected from the sun, I have a bad problem of not protecting myself, but now I do protect myself with the Columbia Sportswear long SPF series PFG perfected fishing gear shirts and pants. So definitely check out Columbia Sportswear. I wear it, so you should too. All right. Bending branches and aqua-bound paddles. Why paddle harder than you have to? Bending branches and aqua-bound paddles all the way. Been using mine. I have one that's so scarred, you can almost not read the writing anymore, but is my favorite paddle. Lasts me 4 years of hardcore fishing. Definitely check it out. YakAngler.com, your ultimate kayak fishing resource. Boondoggle. If you need any info on kayak fishing, boats, accessories, or just want to meet some other fellow anglers on their forum, check out Kayak Fishing Radio, YakAngler.com. Irish Water Dogs, Brave the Waves Where Giants Tremble. Excellent clothing line there. Check them out. now to the guides. Chuck's Kayak Adventures, support Chuck in Titusville, Florida. Fish in the Mosquito Lagoon area of Titusville and the Space Coast. Excellent guy. He'll get you on fish, folks. Check out chuckskayakadventures.com. And then up by us, please support First Landing Kayak Adventures. I hope I got that right, Mark and Chris. That is Mark and Chris Lozier's guide service. They just started this year. Help them out. Great set of people. They will get you on fish. One of the most knowledgeable trout fishermen I know, north of South Carolina. Mark knows his trout, and he's hardcore trout. So, you know, he will get you on fish. I know that much right now. So definitely check out the First Landing Kayak Adventures, I believe it is. And I think that is it for me. If I forgot one of the ones I support, I do apologize. Check us out on Facebook at kayakfishingradio.com, along with myself. Be my friend. I want to be your friend, too. And with that, I will say adieu. Folks, always wear your PFD. Take a kid fishing and tight lines. I'll catch you in the water. Have a great night. Remember, folks, Thursday night with Chip Gibson. All right. Talk to you later, folks. Catch you. Bye.